You're now listening to part 2 of episode 15 of I'm an I Don't Know What.
Yeah, like, that's the issue, is people, when they're trying to get in a relationship, it's always about looks. I feel like it's Vancouver thing because the city's so expensive. I've had this conversation before, but it's like, I feel like I'm always pressured into having to tell a girl what I do, you know what I mean? Like, where I live or what kind of this I'm driving. And I don't like that. I like to just meet someone and we just speak. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter about what I do or how much money I'm making. It's just because, like, you're a cool person, I'm a cool person, and we gonna talk. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is guys that will get the nicest car because they want that attention, but then when they receive the wrong type of attention from, like, gold diggers or whatever, mm-hmm. they're like, oh man, all women, they're just thotties, like, they're just gold digger. But that's because you brought it out with the way you're acting. Mm-hmm. And relationship shouldn't be about what this guy has or whatever. It's really like, yo, you're interesting, like, yeah. I want to get to know you.
Mm-hmm. You know, can I ask this question? So mm-hmm. from a guy's perspective, since you've explained what a relationship is to you and, like, what you look for in a relationship or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. can you explain to me then how guys can say they want that, but do the complete opposite? Mm-hmm.
Because men are selfish. Like, we could have the finest, smartest, like, most put together female. I'm talking about financially, mentally, physically. She's everything. She's treating your children great. She's a great mother. You could have that, but we'll still see another girl and be like, you know, I'm just keeping 100.
No,
you
know, I know. What I'm trying to say? That's why I'm always wondering, like, why?
Yeah. See, like, I have a conscience. So if I'm with a girl, I cannot do something with another girl and go back and look at her in the eyes and be like, I love you so much. Like, my conscience is too much. It would eat me up. I would tell her. And that's why, me personally, I can't cheat, mm-hmm. you know, but some guys don't have that conscience.
Or they suppress it.
Yeah, or, like, it's, I call it selfishness, because if you know you're not ready to commit and just mm-hmm. give your all to a female, why are you with her? But some guys don't want that. Some guys are like, I like you and I like everything that you do for me, but I also want to go and hook up with other girls, but I want you for me.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone else to have you.
And if you go with another guy, that's the end of it.
Exactly.
You're out of here.
But I can go out and do this, this, and that.
Because mine's not emotional. Mine's all physical, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I mean. We're selfish.
And that's my thing. Because to me, also, relationship, trust is the number one thing.
Yeah.
100%. I don't, love comes and mm-hmm. goes, okay? Mm-hmm. Love is a choice. Love is an action.
Yeah.
Love is not always going to be there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you can be in love with somebody, but doesn't mean you're going to love them at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But having trust with somebody has to be there all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if there's no trust for me, then mm-hmm. there's no love.
Women are a lot more loyal than men. Because when a woman loves, I'm talking about, like, really loves a man, like, I mean, obviously there's some that are promiscuous, but I've noticed women are, when they're in relationships with a man that they really care about, like, they are committed, like, to them, no one else really matters. But men, they could have that feeling and be like, I really love you. You're my woman, but still linger and be like, yeah, but, like, this is fresh meat, you know?
But that goes back to the whole, like, you know, say, like, the Instagram persona thing. Like, you see mm-hmm. you see a girl on Instagram, like, wow, she's fine. She's posting all these bad thoughty pictures.
That's why I don't follow thirst traps on Instagram.
But, like, you know, you're curious. You're like, oh. Yeah. But it's, like, at the end of the day, though, if you started seeing her and really got to know her, she's going to have baggage. There's so much more depth to people than people think. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, viewing people online kind of strips people of their humanity in a way.
And so their identities. You know, there's no real identity to people
online. You know someone like that. Yes. Like, it's, you know what I mean? But then your curiosity is piqued. So you're like, ooh, I'm intrigued. Yeah, I want to meet.
Like, I want to go to her.
Like, it's going to take, but even still, it'll take a while to get down that deep into those. And then you're like, oh shit, she's just like the previous girl.
There you go.
And
then you're like, wow, I lost a good one back then, try to run back.
But she's
to her.
Moved the fuck on. I'm
and
telling
you
that
cheat,
right now.
Yeah.
Especially for me. If you cheat on me, that's it. I'm sorry. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it for me.
I learned the hard way. Like, I learned. Like, I had a good girl and I did not treat her right. And I was like, how old was I again? I was like 18. Mm-hmm. But, like, see, like, that's 18. I'm glad that I experienced that then.
And you probably, that was a lesson you needed to go through.
100%.
You know? So even if you didn't go through it at 18, you would have gone through it
I would have
now.
I would have still had that mentality. Exactly. And, like, You know what I mean? And I'd rather deal with it when I was 18 than wait until I'm like 30 and I've reached that age where like most women are already taken and they're building. And then I'm that 30-year-old still trying to like have bitches and like. It's a mentality that men have to get out of, is the whole idea of having bitches.
And I'm also like, you say you want. Okay, so we
like
know
I'm
how.
A hose.
No, okay, I'm not never generalizing, but no, honestly, when guys, when you guys are like, I like this, I want to hit this girl, blah blah blah, but also she's not wifey.
Yeah.
So like you're like, wifey can't be sleeping all with those guys. Wifey can't have a like can't have a number higher than two. Like she has to be my like blah blah. Oh, you slept with this many guys? Nope, sorry, can't be with you. But you're gonna go sleep with all these other girls and add to their numbers.
That's just society that we're in. It's just the males are always. Yo, you're the man. Like, I can't believe you've hooked up with all these. But if a girl does it. But with me, it's not necessarily. Okay, honestly, like, if I met up with a girl, she was like, yo, my body count is 300. I'd be like, yo, ah. Like, like, no, I'm going to keep it 100. Yo, no, I cannot.
No, you're keeping 100. And I get that. I get that. But it's like, fuck a double standard.
I know. I'm gone. It is. 100% it is. But that's just me. But it's not necessarily how many people you've hooked up with, unless it's 300. Like, I'm sorry. But like, it's not necessarily how many people you've hooked up with. It's like, do I see them on a daily to daily basis? Like, that's why, like, it's hard for me to date girls who grew up in Vancouver, because Vancouver is very small. And you may not think that you don't know that person, but trust me, you know someone that knows someone that knows that person that's connected in some way. And me, it's not necessarily about how many people she's hooked up with. Is if we go out, I'm not trying to see like 10 dudes or like 3-4 guys that's like hooked up with you when I go out. Do you understand what I mean? Like, even if you did hook up with those guys, like, I don't want to know about it, and I don't want them to have that as an, okay, as a man, okay, I'm about to put y'all on game. Like, with our women, like, a girl that we're dating, a girl that we're going to claim in public and be seen with her, she's going to be like, it's kind of like having a Ferrari. Not many people have that car. Not many people have that experience of driving that car. And it's the same thing with men when it comes to our girlfriends. So with me, it's not necessarily how many people you've been with. It's how many of them are in this hometown. Because, like, I'm trying to, like, be that guy. Like, yeah, that's right. Like, this is mine. And I know that sounds very possessive, but that's just it. That's exactly what it is with the whole wifey thing. Like, you've been with this amount of people.
How do you feel, though, if a girl was looking at you being like, ew, I know 5 girls that have slept with you. I'm not into it. Like, you know? Like, oh, you're...
Yeah.
Not, it's not like people are... It's like used, you know, like you're a used car now.
Yeah.
Like, if people view you that way, would you be that's
But that's also why I'm very low key with my hooking up. I don't like.
You think you're low key, but girls talk.
Oh, trust me, they do. They do. But it also depends on who they're talking to. Like, if you hook up with a girl and it's just amongst her, like, two tight, close buddies, it's a bit of a different story.
I'll tell you something right now. That ain't staying between her two close
buddies. Oh, yeah, they're going to go and talk.
Close buddies who talk to their close buddies, who talk to their cousins, who talk to their
girls
relatives,
talk,
who talk
to their
friends.
Girls talk, but we're smart. We don't necessarily mention it in front of other guys, but it will spread within the girl, female community.
Yeah.
And we might not bring up to you.
Yeah.
That
yeah. As crazy
because
as may
seem. Because
we
want you to know. We want you to think that we don't know, but we know. And so we look at you and we're like, we know.
I know.
And that's it.
And that's
Of course that's going to happen. They're going to talk. But, I mean, if she's from Toronto and she comes to visit for the summer in Vancouver, yeah, she can go and tell so-and-so. But I'm still cool here. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a girl is known, I'm talking about, like, if I look at your IG and 20, like, followed by so-and-so and 20 more, like, I don't know, man. Like, at that point, I'm not really sure. It, depending on the type of person that you are. But if you talk, if you're known.
So does that come back down to, like, if you're doing it for you or if you're doing it for how others view you?
But that's what I'm trying to say.
Like, trophy wife. I'm a trophy wife. I'll tell. You know, because I hate that. I can kind of sense when it's like, oh,
look at the girl I got.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
It's not like that. It's
But, like, sometimes
it sounds like it is.
When I date someone, most people don't even know that I'm dating. Like,
I think we've also established that Fiston's, like, an anomaly.
Yeah.
No, but, like, again, if I date someone, I like to keep it between me and them. If people find out, cool. At least if we're out in public, I'd be like, hey, this is my girl, whatever, so-and-so. But I'm not going to be posting on IG, like, oh, my goodness, baby, I love you so much. You're the greatest, da-da-da-da-da-da, like, long-ass paragraphs or whatever, right? I don't do that. Because, one, if y'all break up, you look stupid, you know? And, two... It's like, no one cares. If you, like, a relationship should just be about you and them and enjoying each other's company. It's not about, oh my goodness, like, look how fine my girl is and, yo.
Because they're seeking validation from outside sources. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what goes back to, I don't really care about how many people you've been with. It's, like, how known are you? Like, are you known for that? You know, if I go somewhere and, like, yo, that's your girl? Like, you know when you get that, oh my God, like that's your girl? Or... you're dating
But him. If you're dating somebody and you know what it is between you, like, also people go through phases. So I'm going to let you know now, like, guys go through their I'm asleep with 300 girls phase. Girls go through their I'm asleep with 300 guys phase, okay? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean they're going to be like that forever. Of course. So if you meet a girl and she's in a stage in her life where she's ready to settle, she doesn't do that anymore. She's honestly just like, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. But guys are still going to be like, oh, that's your girl. So you would leave her?
I wouldn't leave her. Or make but you, we'll probably or change. Would you make you feel uncomfortable? We'll probably change cities. You know what I'm trying to say? Because no. Let me tell you something. Like, I don't want you to have that phase where you're doing so and so in your city, in your town, and like you get known for that, and I'm the guy who kind of like I'm the guy who's like with you. You understand? It's kind of like if a guy was like a fuckboy or whatever, and he goes through that phase, you know, and then you date him, and like everywhere you're going, you're just constantly hearing about what he used to do and all that other
stuff.
But
that's also like, that's a personal thing then, because it's like, you choose to be either bothered by it or unbothered by it, you know?
But see, the thing is, if you both went through a whole phase.
Oh, that's different though.
Then it's like, then even playing game. Even
yeah, playing because then, you know, it's like you gotta find people who play by the same game as you. I was saying that.
Exactly. But then again, I don't go for promiscuous. But then again, I don't go for promiscuous females, so I wouldn't know how that feels. I'm just saying, like, that's how I would personally feel. But because of the way I would feel, I don't go for... But how would I know, man? You never know. That's why I don't ask a girl, yo, how many... I don't want to know. I don't care. As long as, you know, we don't go to a freaking studio and Caprice and all these other places and every bouncer. Oh.
But that can happen and just be friendly.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Like, I know a lot of people in the city, and it's not because I've done anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, I'm low-key with my dating. I, like, most people, like, most people think I'm gay, like, when they first talk to me until they actually, like, talk to me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm very low-key. I really don't like people to know that.
But that's also because you're, like, open, and that's kind of rare. But it is nice. Like, it's one of your good traits is that you're, like, open, willing to talk about stuff. So,
you know,
you're willing to share, which is nice.
Yeah, a lot of guys wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even females. Not a lot of people are willing to just be so open.
Yeah.
You know.
But I feel like, because you were saying you can't believe that we haven't passed. It's so sad when we say it like that. But the thing is, I feel like...
saying it out loud's a little...
I'm shocked.
But I just
feel like... I thought y'all had, like, mad DMs, yo.
No, I just feel
it's
like...
It's just... DMs are different. Like, that doesn't equate to, like, actually being pursued. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because it's like, if you're going to pursue me to hook up with me, you're barking up the wrong tree. Yeah. So, like, instant no, right? But if it's like, you're pursuing me to try and, like, get to know me.
Not even to say date right away, but if you're just trying to get to know me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's different. And
But then it's like, it's not that serious. I'm more like, I'm unsure until... Oh, no, wait. This guy that I don't like anymore. Like, he was my friend and I don't like him anymore. But anyway, he dropped some wisdom on me once and I was like, this stuck with me. Mm-hmm. So he was talking about how, like... when you talk to guys and, like, say if you're on set because, you know, conversations come up that are really deep. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll see, like, a girl having a deep conversation with, like, a guy and, like, maybe some other girls. But, like, this happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. Where it's you have a good talk and then at the end of it, the guy's like, oh, like, do you want to go out sometime? And then you're like, oh, like, what? Like, I just thought we were having a good conversation. Yeah. Like, it's chill. But in their minds, it's like, I've never clicked with a girl like this before. Like, we had such a good conversation. Mm-hmm. So they feel like they should pursue it because it's, like, more than anything they've had before. Mm-hmm. Like,
then that's usually what gets me to, like,
it's a really mental connection.
Yeah. But then on, say, like, my end, I do this a lot. Like, I do this on the daily. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can have a deep talk with, like, pretty much anyone. Like, old lady, young
so
kid.
It's not, like, into, like, whoa, I think I'm in love now. Like,
I'm just like, oh, I'm glad you can have a deep
they opened my mind, not my legs.
Yeah, no. Or like a lot, let's be honest, a lot of the time I'm like ranting.
Yeah.
My brain just goes on tangents, like I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
So it's just like they're listening and they feel like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You know,
because they don't get that a lot and they're not used to it.
Yeah.
Like, but that's honestly how I am. Like, if I meet a girl who is not trying to be someone that she ain't, or trying to be that, like, the bad bitch, whatever thing, that thing, and she actually talks to me about things that I'm like, I did not think about it like that. Like, and like, we go into, I saw a meme where, like, when you finally meet someone where you can have long talks and talk about, you know, like, that's usually, that's the type of girl where I'm like, I can hang out with you. Like, I want to take you on a date. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to get to know you. But if, like, the first time we meet, you're just, like, all over me. Like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Like, I love you. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like, I'm a smash. But, like, that's that. It's not really going to go anywhere because it is what it is. Like, you know, you cute. I'm cute, we both are attracted, and that's that. But if a girl says something that really intrigues me in a non-sexual way, that's the type of girl I'm like, okay, like, I'll get to know you, and then from there, I'm like, okay, I did, because I talk a lot, like, if you guys haven't realized, like, I talk a lot. Tell. So if I have someone who cannot, like, okay, yo, chill, I don't talk that much.
All the ladies out there.
So if I'm with someone, I like someone who can also, like, add points to it, or, like, check me. If I say something where it's like, okay, no, that's not, like, tell me. Mm-hmm. Don't just agree with me because you think I'm cute and you're trying to hook up.
Honestly, facts.
That's number one.
Like, check
I
me.
I love listening to people. I love getting opinions, and I love gaining wisdom, you know? So when I have, like, these chats with, like, obviously you all, like, when we're on set with the people that we talk to, I cherish those moments so much because it's, like, that's what you're here for. There's always something to learn. There's always something to grow in your mind. And, like, you're not going to do that by listening to yourself all the time. Exactly. You know what I mean? You have to talk. You have to have these conversations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. But there's so many people out there who listen, but they don't listen.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, they're listening to be like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But they don't care.
But they don't let the thoughts bounce off of their thoughts, share what, you know, like,
yeah, and they don't really share their own. And yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's like, but when that happens, it's like, woo.
Yeah.
Stimulation.
But that's what I mean. That's what I'm like, who are you? And that's where I get. And another thing, like, I talk a lot, but I also don't like small talk. When I speak to someone, I don't just like talking. I like to have a meaning to that conversation. I don't just like having a random, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful out. Like, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm encountering people, and because I love to talk so much, is I hope you can also add some stuff where this conversation can go on, or else I'm going to feel annoying because I'm sitting here da-da-da-da, and you're kind of just like,
there has to be some form of substance to every conversation.
Yeah. You know, and people think it's like snobby, but if I'm on the SkyTrain, I got my headphones in, and you're trying to tell me about, this is my dog, or da-da-da-da-da. It's like, I don't give a shit about your dog. Like, I don't really know you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, they just want a pair of ears.
And it's like, where's this going?
It's
like
a conversation starter, but if it's going to end there, then don't start it.
There you go. Let me listen to my
and
music.
It's small talk. You know, I don't know. I don't like unnecessary small talk. And that's why even when I'm on set, I kind of just talk to the same people. Mm-hmm. And if they're not there, I'll just keep to myself.
Yeah.
Fair.
And that's how, even my circle, that's why it's very, very small, because most people I like to hang out with is like they serve a purpose. And I know we were talking about, like, everyone is looking for someone, like, people hang out with people because of whatever they have to offer. Yeah, of course they should offer something good, but that shouldn't be the only reason why you're with them. If that makes sense, right?
Yeah, like, it's their company at the end of the day, but they might have additional things.
Yeah.
Like, you can just chill with them and it's fine. You know, you
get any comfortable silence.
Yeah, we can talk, but I also like someone who you can just sit and do your own thing, and I'm also doing
like, we're in the same presence.
Yes. But don't feel so entitled to my time.
Yeah.
And it's that entitlement where just because I liked your picture or commented on your picture, automatically, oh my goodness, like, you want me, or you think that I want you. It's just that entitlement.
And a lot of people have that. And when I say people, I mean literally everybody, like, guys, girls, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, people aren't so entitled.
Yeah.
Like, which is why sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm glad I don't see myself like that in some ways, you know? Because I couldn't imagine always being like, oh my gosh, is he looking at me? Oh my gosh, he's into me. Yeah. Oh, he liked my picture, blah, blah. Because that's just, that seems like a lot to him
psycho
all the time. I feel like my brain would just be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too much.
Yeah. That's what I just say to my face.
Yeah. Like, if a guy had the, like, confidence to say that to me, I would be like, thank you so much. You don't know how much that means to me, because I don't get it often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Mm-hmm. No, it's honestly, I feel like that it's very true.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, I bought you a drink, like, now you have to go home with me, or now you're obligated. You know, it's that entitlement. I hate that. And it's the same thing with guys. Just because a girl who posts a lot of bikini pictures and thong and twerk pictures is liking your pictures, it doesn't mean that she's a thought and she's trying to hook up. Like, maybe that's just, she loves her body so much that that's how she empowers herself, is by, you know, like, she feels so comfortable in her body that she's showcasing it. But it's that entitlement that we got to get over. A lot of people are entitled.
Or maybe somebody is showcasing it for somebody, but it's not you.
Yeah, that too. Honestly, fact. You know, exactly. That's hilarious. You know? Entitlement.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah. It's bad. It's very bad. I never feel entitled, though, like, you know, unless it's like, my house, though, like, I feel entitled, like, don't go in my fridge. Like, that's my shit.
Yeah.
But
you went in my fridge.
I know. Getting you asked. Opened wide open.
You know.
No, okay, question, though. How long are you willing to wait to get to know someone before you expect to, like, sleep with them?
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest with you? I can't really, like, answer that question, because when I'm, like, getting to know somebody and we're really connecting a different way, honestly, I'm not really, like, thinking about that. It's kind of something that kind of just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never, like, when I like...
I'm like, I get it.
Okay, but, like, what I'm trying to say is, it's like, me, when I see a girl that I'm just trying to hook up with, there are certain actions that I do leading to that point where, like, everything is planned out. Like, I know...
And you already know in your head, like, she's not... I'm not trying to pursue her. I'm just wanting...
Yeah, and she's giving me, like, those... You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's giving, like, me the same signals. Kind of,
like,
the
green light. Like, I'm
for that, too. So I'll plan something where we go out, we do something, and then, yo, you're trying to come over, you know, do... And then right there, like that. But if I'm getting to know you, it's kind of like, I'm just so fascinated about who you are that the last thing I'm thinking about is, like, I'm trying to sleep with you. It kind of just happens because the... You know, it just happens.
So would you, question off of that, would you, like, make somebody your girlfriend before you slept with them?
100%.
Okay. Like, and if, so, say May 2nd, would you be my girlfriend? Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're her girlfriend. And then it's now July and you still haven't slept with her.
I mean, every girl that I dated, and I've only dated two girls. I've only had two girlfriends in my life. My first relationship, she was a virgin. I wasn't. And we were, like, together or whatever, we were dating, and we didn't, like, you know, hook up until 7 months into the relationship. And we were dating, I mean, we were kissing and like holding hands or whatever, but we just weren't doing that, and that was okay. But it wasn't like I was sitting down being like fuck, like,
time's
been,
running,
it's been 7 months. You know, it, like, it's kind of like I didn't even realize it was
it's been 7 months, bitch.
Like, open your legs. Anyway, take off the chastity belt. I've been trying to pick at it for a while, you know?
I'm weak.
But, like, I didn't even realize it was 7 months. Like, I wasn't thinking about it because I was enjoying the time and company that we were doing.
That's good.
That I didn't even realize, you know? And then the other girl that the other girlfriend that I have is, what do we call it? Yeah, like, that one, it was, like, another, like 6 months. Yeah,
okay.
I didn't even kiss. See, I didn't even kiss her. Like we didn't kiss, like make out. Like, I got a peck, but we didn't, like, make out. Like, 3 months, you know. But I feel like if you really like a girl, like, as a dude, if a dude really does like a girl,
pace.
You're not thinking about.
Yeah,
that's, you're just enjoying her as like the company so much that when it happens, it kind of just happens.
Mm. Yeah, because I know for a fact there's people out there who will, like. If you're like, yeah, no, like, I don't really, like, sleep around, so, like, I don't see people if I'm not in a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
Month later, be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Cool, you're my girlfriend now.
Yeah. That's not some Romeo and Juliet shit.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's
But then you're going into it with the wrong reasons, and that's what I'm telling people.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what I see the most. That's why I wanted to ask you, but I also just feel like he's an anomaly.
Yeah, bruh,
if you're trying to smash, if you're trying to smash... Just go find someone who's trying to just smash. Like, don't waste this girl's time and get her emotionally invested.
No, that's good in theory, but some people won't.
Some people will try it anyway.
But sometimes it's also a fetish.
I'll get her to give it up.
I'll get her to give it up. You know what I mean?
And that's why I'm, like, so cautious, too, because I'm like, okay, but you told me you liked me, but do you like me or do you just like me? You know what I mean?
But most time, you guys are smart enough and you guys aren't naive. Yeah. You're not in that age where... Guys can just trick you. One, you guys are independent. You have your own money. You have your own thing. So guys can't really trick you into doing things by these small little things that most guys do to younger girls who, don't really know themselves. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's a bit harder with y'all, and that's why most guys are like, that's why most guys are like, yeah, no. Like, like, oh my gosh, you know, no, I'm out. No, because I was like that. Like,
but I'm like, how?
Well, I am like that. Yeah, I was.
I'm like, okay, I get it now. But I'm like, what does that make me? What am I supposed to do then? Because I'm only getting more and more successful in life. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm about to be a lawyer.
The right people will come, trust.
And I'm like, so you're going to be intimidated when I'm a lawyer now? Like,
no,
you know
the
what
right
I mean?
People will come, trust. It's also who you surround yourself with. Like me, I like being around people who do better than me. Because, I don't know, that's just how I am. It's not being snobby or whatever. But like, if I hang out with you and you can't even like, you know, pay for your own meal or even like take a 20-minute cab, you know, $20 cab after. It's kind of like grow up. You know what I mean? I understand times get hard. You know, we sometimes our money gets low, you know what I mean? But by the end of the day, like you got to be able to take care of yourself. And I prefer being around people who are in the same tax bracket as me, if that makes sense. And that's what will happen. Eventually you'll reach a certain point where you'll be around just those type of people. Then if not, then I don't know, boo-boo. Like, shit, that's all lost cause, you know?
True. Well, I feel like this is why I'm confused, because times have changed so much since our parents, got married and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, like, a woman would seek a man kind of for
because
financial reasons.
Because he would be her backbone.
You. Yeah, like, your backbone while you raise children. And, you know, like, typically the man's career was, like, the career that develops throughout the lifetime and, like, for a woman it wasn't as much, like there were some, but like, you know, that was kind of the dynamic, whereas nowadays I feel like women are way more independent, and so it's like I don't really need money from you.
And so it's like, what else am I
what else
and this?
I just want your love.
And then but it's just kind of like a lot of, I feel like girls, they might say they don't care about certain things, but then they actually do. Like, it's like a deal breaker, like, oh, you don't have a nice car, okay, bye. Sometimes it's physical things, like, oh, you're not tall enough, you're not big enough, you're not this, and they'll immediately cancel someone. And I'm not saying that things like this doesn't matter, because, like, sometimes you might care about them having a car because you live in Delta and they live in Burnaby. That's not gonna work, because then you're, like, I've talked to girls that say they've driven all the way to a guy's place to hang out with them every single time. It's not like you split it or whatever, but like, I personally would not want to do that. Like,
that's understandable.
I don't constantly want to have to travel to that person. Like, I think it should be like equal. A balance, because otherwise it builds resentment, I think, and I just don't want to experience that. Or it could be like, but it doesn't have to be a freaking Ferrari or something. Like, you know, it could literally be
any even if you don't have a car, the fact that you're willing to actually come out my way, then like, if you transited for me, turn me on.
Facts.
Yeah, there's a limit on transit though. Like,
but you'll make it work. Like, you take transit than a cab. But effort.
It's
you know?
The effort. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, this, and this is why I feel like the issue in Vancouver is people do way too much stuff out of convenience. Yeah. If it's inconvenient for me, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of inconvenient for me to get there, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your
thanks
birthday?
For the invite,
oh, I said I would come 2 weeks ago, but, like, now that it's the day off, I actually have some stuff to do.
Yeah.
So it's
like, I actually would rather be in my bed watching Netflix, but I'm not going to tell you that, but thanks.
Yeah, it's like, you know? There's no, and I feel like this is where I've run into a lot of, like, problems and kind of heartbreak with myself, is because I literally am like, I said I would go, it's your birthday, like, I'm going to make it work somehow. I will inconvenience myself to stick with my word.
Yeah.
But people don't reciprocate that, so I found that, like, I've lived in Scotland, I've lived in Saskatoon, I've lived here. I've only noticed that in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And it's so, and people bitch about it and stuff, but I'm like, you're not
that's
doing...
why I'm only here for 6 months of the year.
No, thank God. Facts, so. But, like, you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't want to live that experience anymore, you have to be the change you wish to see. But people aren't doing it.
Yeah.
So people out there in Vancouver, get your fucking shit together.
Yeah.
And be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
Because it's actually so irritating. Like, you know? And it's just like, I feel like with dating, it's like, oh, it's too inconvenient for me to, like, put an effort to date this girl, to take her out and stuff. Like, I'm not really going to do that. Like, let's do something really chill that, you know, isn't...
Yeah.
And I'm not dissing that. That's totally fine with doing that. But it's just, like, when it's a constant thing.
Yeah, when that becomes the norm.
It's not even, like, how much money you spend. It's how much effort you make. Like, you could spend, like, next to nothing but make a lot of effort with an activity. Or you could just, like, put in no effort at all. It's just like, I agree with you. And like wing it.
And for relationships too, like I find dating, once how it starts off, that's the best it's gonna be. You know, usually people put up their best foot forward. They're trying to woo you over. So if it starts off already down here, it's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, it starts off the best it's gonna be.
So, and I feel like that's wrong though, cause me, I'm like the complete opposite. Like when I first meet a girl, I make efforts, but like, it's like simple things. You know what I mean? I never try to act or be somebody that I am not. That's one thing I'm very happy about. Like I will tell a girl straight up, like, yo, like for the first date, we're gonna go to the warehouse or the dime. You know. Like, straight up, because, like, yes, I could go to the keg or whatever, but it's, like, then you're going to be expecting something like that every single time. But with that said, you can't always just take a girl to the warehouse and stuff like that. Like, you also got to switch it up, you know? But with what you're saying with inconvenience, yes, a lot of it is like that. Because, like, for example, like, you could make plans and I'd rather someone just tell me straight up, hey, like, I'm not coming. Don't say that I'm coming or I'm going to do this. And then when it's time to do it, you just don't do it because maybe this other person hit you up with something better. And then you're like, yeah, but like, like that is nothing. Yeah, I think I'm just going to go do this. And that's the problem. I agree with you with Vancouver is the moment something better, it could that's be anything.
And it's like you have to be timely. Like, don't waste my time, you know? And that's why I've become selfish with my energy. I'm not a selfish person, but when it comes to my time and how I spend my life, like nothing's guaranteed in this life. I'm not going to waste it waiting for you and then you don't show up.
Oh my God.
You know
yes.
what I mean? So that true. Is one of my biggest pet peeves. And I always try to tell myself, like, you don't like when people do that to you. So I'm always at least like step ahead when it comes to that. So if I know I can't make it somewhere, if I know something's changed up, I have to say it right then and there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
100%. Because
it's like, that's just so inconvenient. And that's so disrespectful to other people.
And sometimes they're like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's like, by doing that, you're hurting my feelings even more. Like, I would have appreciated it if I had just known in advance. Or maybe, like, someone else was waiting for your spot. And you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And it goes back to these games because I used to hate when I would, like, ask a girl out or whatever and we're trying to hang out. And she would wait, like, the day of a couple hours beforehand. To either not confirm, but, like, tell me, hey, like, it's not going to happen. It's kind of like, okay, like, why are you going to wait? Like, we're supposed to link up at 3. Why are you telling me this at 12? Like, maybe I... You know what I mean? No, but I know y'all have done that. No, 100%.
But I actually wasn't feeling well.
Okay. Yeah. But, see, that's different. But, like, it's happened. And it's things like that. It's like, just tell me in advance.
It's the intention. Yeah. If you knew you intended to not meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't.
But also, if someone says, hey, I can't meet up with you, and then they're not like, when else are you free? Then it's like, okay,
that's what I was going to say. I was going to add to that. Like, if you're not trying to, like, rain check, like, with me, then it's kind of like, okay, cool, peace, bye.
Yeah. Because then you're like, okay. But I don't know. I just feel like I lost. I totally lost the point. It was some based off of something you just said, though.
But I feel like the whole, like, I'd rather know first, like, hurting feelings, you know, when they're like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings by saying I can't do go or, like, I'm canceling or whatever. It's, yeah, it is worse to not let me know ahead of time. Like, I'd rather know ahead of time and deal with it then be, like, in the moment. And that's the same with cheating in relationships. Yeah. If you tell me ahead of time, I'll be hurt, but I'll be less hurt than knowing you did it. You know what I mean?
On your own,
This sounds crazy, but genuinely, I believe that I would feel better if you texted me even. It was like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like,
I'm
literally at a club. I'm about to hook up with this girl. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I'd be like, all right, we're done.
I'd be shocked. But I would actually be so shocked,
but I
so
would rather that, because at least you had... Not you don't respect me, obviously, because you're doing that.
Yeah.
But you had a little decency to tell me. Exactly. Instead of let me just be like, oh, my boyfriend, my love of my life, and that, while you're in some other girl.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? I realized this when listening to the Receipts podcast. Shout out.
We love you, the Receipts.
But it was literally... Okay, so they were talking about cheating. And basically, I realized what pisses me off about cheating is not so much the fact that you cheated. It's the fact that you cheated and then... people lie about it and they think think their woman or mm-hmm. their man mm-hmm. is a fucking idiot
and will yeah. never and that they find won't out.
Be able to figure it out. Ever. I'm sorry, but you can sense these mm-hmm. things. Yeah. Humans have instincts, yep. and whether you don't realize what it is or not, mm-hmm. like something will
and
feel
you're gonna
off,
act different. And you're gonna be overcompensating for yeah. yourself so yeah. much that yeah. I'm gonna be like, what's up?
Yeah. Or something will be off. Like, yeah. you don't want to sleep with me because you just got some, yeah. and I'm at home ready, and yeah. you're like, I'm good. Well, actually, I'm tired.
Maybe you're tired.
I'm gonna be like, actually, let me go get myself checked.
Yeah, but like, what if?
Like, there's gonna
yo,
be
them set days, yo, they'd be so long.
Oh, no!
Oh my God, no.
Like, you know,
but it's like you, and then it's like, and you trying to dress it, and then
it's the like, what? Like, no, are you babe, taking me for blah, a blah, fool? Blah, blah, blah,
and then no, 100%. Because when I cheated,
you're taking me for an idiot.
That's the worst, and you will never get out of that because mm-hmm. that's like you've disrespected mm-hmm. me. You think I'm stupid,
and my character.
I now know so that now you're fucking it. Lying.
It's like now I look
there's
stupid.
There's no going back from that.
Whereas there is no going back.
If you said, yeah, like I actually did, and the whatever.
Even if nobody found out except me, there's mm-hmm. no going back. I don't yeah. care if I don't even look stupid to the outside world. Yeah. I don't care if people would be like, but you guys were so cute together. What happened? I don't need to tell you what happened, yeah. but all you it's need like to know is together. It's that. That's it.
Yeah.
It's for myself. Because you know?
Even when I cheated, whatever, it was like I didn't view her the same. You mm-hmm. know, like I liked her, like I really did or whatever. And I can't believe I said her or whatever, but like I liked her. I liked her. Like I really did like her. Like I could say she was like my first love, but it was like after I cheated on her, and it wasn't like I slept with anybody else. I did not sleep with anybody else. So like we just made out. But it was like when I went back, and that's what I'm saying, I could never do that again because my conscience, mm-hmm. like you guys said, it was completely different. Like I viewed her differently. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't even look at her the same. Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk to her the same. And I tried to I didn't tell her eventually. Like she found out on her own. Like I kept it as like a secret, you know. But during that whole time, it was like I had to constantly like watch what kind of things I'm receiving with my phone. Like it was like I was living a different life. Mm-hmm. And that is why I cannot cheat, because it's that lying and that
there's like constant
the covering
fear.
Up
yeah.
and. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and then if she would say something like, oh my God, like, I can't believe you would do this. I'd be like, fuck, like.
Yeah, what is it? She
like,
found out.
Like, you know what like, I mean? Yeah. But
and
then
she's
she'll
like,
be
you
like.
You let them milk out.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It would be like that. So it's like, I don't like
I was
living.
Like, keep stopping over there.
My lactose free milk. Like.
Don't tell people I'm lactose intolerant. Call her out.
You know, you look like an almond milk drinker, but, like, what I'm trying to say is this. Like, nah, like, I cannot. So now what I do is it's, like, the moment I start having physical attraction to someone else, like, I already know this girl's not for me. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
But it's, like, you can.
But
like,
the thing
candy,
is,
but
I was
like,
going to say, you can be. I honestly think that it's not, like, you're going to not be physically attracted to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I'm, like,
but
my.
Sexually?
That's a different thing. Yeah. But I would say, like, physical attraction, like, even if you, not even, like, you have a crush on somebody, but you're kind of like, oh, like, I can understand
mm-hmm.
how it can happen. It's the fact that you act on it or you choose not to act on it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That is my thing.
I mean, if it's a celebrity, it's a bit different. But, like, if it's, like, John from your work.
Yeah, celebrity, but try John it. From your you know what? Try and get with the celebrity. Let me see.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if it's John from your work, it's kind of like, bruh, you guys are there all the time. So, like, I find that kind of odd.
Yeah.
And to me, I just believe, like, the person that you're with, it's, like, to you. You know how people are, like, oh, like, do you find this person attractive or would you find. But it's kind of, like, if you're dating someone, it's, like, no one else is, you know, because to you, they're the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I never understood how they could look at someone else and be, like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But with that said, we're humans and we can always find.
Well, I think you can appreciate somebody's looks. Like, mm-hmm. I don't. I could be with my mans and mm-hmm. I'd be like, he's the hottest thing the world's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell me different.
Yeah.
But I can also be like, yeah, but yeah, he is a good looking guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm into him. Doesn't mean I want him. And I probably will never leave you, babe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know?
You know? Like, don't worry. Like, you're cute, babe.
Yeah. My imaginary man. But it's like, you're not going to not appreciate a good looking person or you're not going to appreciate somebody who has a good personality, but 100%. Doesn't mean they're for you.
You know
I don't want them. I'm not going to chase them. I
feel like it's once you start deleting text messages and you're being cautious about like what your partner sees, that's when I'm like, all right, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's too late at that point.
You're
like
in too deep.
Let it go. But it's like, yeah, no,
Yeah, because that's just shady. Mm-hmm. I can't with that. Mm-hmm. I have too many trust issues to deal with that.
Bruh, same here. For real.
No. When I'm in, I'm in. Yeah. All the way. That's the
thing. So this is what all I was going to say before. It's like, I'm cautious, but when I've decided that I'm in, mm-hmm. I would be all in.
Yes. I would be
like annoying in.
I've guarded myself for hopefully too not long. No, literally, I've guarded myself for too long, and I've protected my heart for so long that it's like, if I free that, that's it.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying.
It's like ever flowing love.
It's gonna be, and I will be the best too. Girlfriend you've ever had in your entire life. So
yeah, like don't for real. Right. But it's like you have to be patient. And but that's a test though. Like if people aren't willing to wait until you're comfortable, then mm-hmm. they're not the person for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's just kind of like if you're vibing enough, if you mm-hmm. are trusting that person mm-hmm. enough, like once you get to that point, like you'll be good.
You know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah.
And I'm mad emotional too. Like, I'm mad emotional and, like, I don't like to show my vulnerable side to the wrong person. You know what I'm trying to say? It's mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
so it's like, if I really show you who I am, like, 100%, it's like, I'm not just trying to do that with, like, anybody, mm-hmm. you know? And the type of information, you know, like, when you're dating someone, it's like, they know so many aspects of your life. And even if we're not together, I'd rather be with someone who I know is not going to use that as a way to like get back at me
mm-hmm. when they're bitter about
things that's ended. The thing because once somebody knows something about you you can't take it back
no and that's I'm
like,
so
like the relationship could end it could be over for 20 plus years but they still know what you told
you know
them.
Like they know how your nipples look like you know what I'm trying to say like
but not even physical but they know you but and you have to feel comfortable enough to know that they know your mind inside and out you know
but that's what I mean it's like they just know too much. Mm-hmm. And
so if I trust you, babe.
Yeah. And it's not even, respect like, I was just that. Using that as, like, as an example. But it's, like you know who I am.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's why you have to judge people from their character. Like, mm-hmm. how they treat people in mm-hmm. general. Not just you. Because, of course, they're going to woo the fuck out of you. But, like, how do you actually treat other people? And are they doing it as a front just to make it seem like they care about other people? You know, like, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, you can get
everything's
just
too
that.
Complicated.
Everything's very complicated.
Now I can understand Joel now. I get it.
Yeah, because I feel like this is a PSA.
No, literally. No, because I think people sometimes look at maybe both of you and I, but and they're just like questioning. They're like, but why? Like, I get so many, and I'm just like, it used to annoy me, and I used to be like, don't ask me. Yeah. But now I'm like, I get it. They're just curious. They don't get me, right? Mm-hmm. But they'll be like, why are you single? Yeah. I don't get it. Like,
I get it.
Oh my God, you haven't done this? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, because if you listened to me, you'd understand.
I thought you had a man's this whole time, yo.
Secret man.
Like,
secret man.
Like, I thought you had some, like, I don't know, yo. I had a vision of you, like, your boyfriend, like,
oh my gosh, tall, what does bulky, it look like?
Like, tall, bulky, like, on some football player type shit. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I had that. Maybe a sleeve, you know, or two. You know, I don't know. Like,
I mean, that would, I would.
I don't know what I your, would. I don't know what your nationality don't matter. But like, I personally thought it would be like some like light skinned brother, you know, like that was my vision for you. You know, I honestly see you being with like salt and pepper white guy. Like, you know, Jane.
Like an older white guy.
Yeah, that's what I see you.
Yikes.
Like in Ibiza on his boat.
Oh my God. You know
what I mean? We'd love.
Yeah.
Do we love Ibiza? I don't think that's my cup of tea.
You feel me?
Yeah. I'm saying Ibiza, but. And the boat.
Ibiza's nice, oh yo. No one would like Ibiza.
I'm sure I would. I think, like, it's fine to... I think you should definitely be attracted to who you're dating, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just feel like people don't look enough at, like, the deeper things. Yeah. So, like, I had a thought the other day, and I was like, if people just asked themselves, what do I bring to another person besides mm-hmm. my looks, besides my career, mm-hmm. besides my money... besides my, I don't know what else.
Yeah.
But you know what
like
I'm saying?
Like all the material surface level things.
The surface level things.
If you rip all that away, what do I bring to them?
Mm-hmm. Because, okay, I'll say this very briefly, but I went on a date to the Dark Table restaurant. And all I'll say is, in that room, in that space, you realize if you like someone for who they are. Whether you go with a friend, a parent, mm-hmm. A colleague, or on a date, like, because it's just their voice. You can't see shit. It's mm-hmm. pitch black. Mm-hmm. And it was so eye-opening for me because I was like, holy crap. If you were infatuated with someone because of how they look,
mm-hmm.
you would realize so quick
mm-hmm.
that
maybe
you
I should
don't
go there.
Like yeah. that person. And it's scary, you guys. Mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa. Because mm-hmm. all you can do is talk. Mm-hmm. Like, you could touch each other in the darkness, but, like...
So it's a little dark. How do you see your food?
You don't.
You don't. It's all, like, a sensual.
Sensual.
I don't know. See, like, I don't think I can... It's a senses experience. I don't think I can do that, though, because, like, I gotta see my food when I eat it.
I know. I'm like that, too, but it was fine.
Like, I'll be that dude with a flashlight.
But it's to experience how people who can't see actually live. Because it's the waiters and everything, they're all people who can't see.
Like, the chefs can see, but, like, they have a light in the kitchen, mm-hmm. but otherwise it's pitch black. There's a light in the bathroom, and the waitresses and waiters are fully blind.
Yeah. Damn, man. Yeah. So they're providing jobs for the blind. Good for them.
It's a great thing, mm-hmm. but, like, yeah.
On that a just date, made you're me like, realize, whoa.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because then I'm like, well, it's true, though. Like, because, mm-hmm. of course, you want to be attracted to the person mm-hmm. that you're with and mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
But even just, like, the sound of someone's voice. Yeah. Like, you know, like, what if you lost your eyesight? Like, you'd have to deal with
that. That's why I'm like, you know, looks only last for so long.
You will, like, it might take 4 years, honestly. But eventually you're gonna age too, right?
It's like, am I trying to, like, be with this person till I die?
That's
that's
why there has to be something more than the physical.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Even, like, I'm even saying, like, physical looks, but I'm saying the physical, like, sex. Mm-hmm. When you're 50, 60, 70, pushing 80, you better love them for something else other than that.
Yo, for real, man.
Like, I hope you still have a sex drive.
I do, too.
But for real, yo. Nah, man, I'm a stallion. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
but, you know, but even for a guy, like, going for a guy, you're like, oh, because, you know, it's like he might have erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Are you still going to like him after that? You know what I'm saying? God, like, what do you bring to this relationship? Because it might be great for a while, but, like, thinking long term, will it last?
When you have kids, if you ever do, that plays a role into it, too. Like, your relationship becomes so much more about your kids than your actual relationship. That's why when I see so many, like, parents... who, like, when their kids leave the nest, it's like, oh, we're together again, just you and I. I don't really like you.
Word. That happens so much. Yeah, so many of
so much. And that's when, parents... like, late divorce happens, mm-hmm. because the kids are gone now and they're like, oh,
it's just
my
now.
Husband and I.
And it's been 18 years with
and we
other people
exactly.
here.
Exactly. And I'm just like,
That's why you have to have a strong relationship.
Before
I'm sorry,
kids.
But
you have
I,
to.
You
have
to. If you disagree with me on something, do not... like, express that in front of our children.
Exactly.
Like, let's go have a separate conversation.
You can't let the kids... I'm sorry.
Figure that shit out. Yeah. Get on the same page and then go, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I think that's one issue I realized with my parents. My dad was always the chill one. My mom was the strict one. Mm-hmm. And so we saw this. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad's like, oh, it's fine. And then I'm like, dad's on my side.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it creates so many
more
problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was just, I didn't view them as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I don't
what
want
it should
that.
Be.
It was like, I'm going to go to dad because I want this.
If I'm having kids with somebody, we have to be a team.
Yeah.
On the same.
I'm not having kids with nobody who is, first of all, if you're not going to be with me, then we're not having kids together.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
We're not having kids together.
I'm sorry. We can do everything else, but, like, we can't have kids.
We can't have kids.
It's true, though. So, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to ask yourself these questions.
And you got to, that's another thing, too. It's like, for a long time, you don't have to date with, like, intentions, like, I mean, date with intentions, but, like, you don't always have to be like, am I going to marry this person?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's not realistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there comes a time where you have to realize that in a relationship, there's two endings.
Mm-hmm.
You get married, or what? You don't even have to get married, but you stay together for forever,
yeah.
Or you break up.
Or you break up.
There's literally only two options, and people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so if you're starting to get to that point where you're like, would I marry this person?
That's when you're like,
then it's
you
like,
need
okay.
to cut it while
yeah.
you can.
Like, honestly.
Like, do not waste other people's time. Don't waste your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Life's too short for that. It's way too short.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
100%. That's why I do not... Like, I know people with so many, who've had so many boyfriends. Like, I know a girl who has, like, a different boyfriend every 2 months. Like, no lie. And, like, she tries to justify, like, she's like, yeah, but, like, people call me a hoe, but it's like, all the guys I hook up with are my boyfriends. I'm like, okay, like, yeah, you're not a hoe, but it's like, what's the difference between hooking up with 20 different guys in a year and hooking up with 20 different boyfriends in a year? Like...
The title.
Yeah.
That's what
honestly,
it is.
Okay, so this is one thing I was going to say before was, like, say if I... We're dating a guy and he's like, my body count's like 50 people. And it's like, he's, I don't know, 22 or something. Like, that's quite young to have 50 people you've slept with, but, like, no judgment. I wouldn't necessarily be judging you because that's a lot of people in my eyes, but I would be questioning, why do you have 50 different people that you slept with? Yeah. Because in my eyes, I'm like, it's better to have one person that you've slept with every single day for 2 years straight than to have 50 different people, because it's like, were they hitting it and not liking it? So they were like dipping and then you had to find someone else. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they just have commitment issues.
Yeah, you commit. That's another issue then. So you have commitment issues. You know. So how do I know it's different with me?
Yeah,
that's
true. You know, there's a reason behind it. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not like slut shaming. I don't believe in that. I think you should sleep with whoever you want to. You don't have to be in a relationship with them. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if I, because for how I've lived my life, I just feel like I want it to kind of match morally, like the way that you view it. So. Mm-hmm. If a guy's just like, oh yeah, sex is sex, like I don't care, I don't view it like that. Mm-hmm. I don't view sex like that, so I wouldn't be okay with that. But that's his game that he's playing. I'm playing a different game. Yeah, so of I have course. To find people that match my game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But it's also some guys can also, you know, find Christ.
Sorry.
I'm lost.
We'll show you later.
We'll show you after, yeah.
But yeah, make it today.
We should. Oh my god! Yeah, make him film it. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, continue.
No, I agree with you. Like 100%. Yeah, you know. But some guys also go through certain stage. What honestly, like, I don't even know, yo. Like, why do people like have different partners? That's a good interesting.
Maybe they just want to try all the flavors, and that's fine.
You know. You know, or maybe they have needs, but like they're not gonna.
If you have needs, you have needs. If you and I would rather you get your needs that way than commit to somebody and still get your needs while you're doing that. You know, so that's fine if you know that's what you're down to do. Mm-hmm. But then don't come over to somebody like me.
Yeah.
When you know, and I've told you because I'm so open about how I am. Yeah. Everybody knows I have nothing to be ashamed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I come to you with that, and you're gonna try and play me in just to kind of fit. The way that I am, but you still don't think the way that I am, you
That's
know?
Wrong,
I don't want that. Yeah. I'd rather you keep doing what you do, have your needs met the way you need it met.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? You don't have to come over to my side because that's not who you are, and that's fine.
But it's also, like, even with the guy, like, if you didn't have as many, like, partners compared to the guy, would that still be an issue? Would that be something where you'd be like,
I have no issues. I don't know. Honestly, I'd rather you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Get all the practice you need.
Man, I'm done with y'all.
But I'm so honest. I would be like, I'm glad. And also get it out while you can before you come meet me.
Oh my goodness, yo.
Like, I wouldn't be like, please go sleep with a bunch of people so you can get the experience.
No.
But like, I'll take you as you are if I like you.
I'll be happy. I'll be like, what can I do? This was before you even knew me. I see. How could I ever judge you? Ever.
That's how it should be.
But the thing is, if you've been with a lot of people and you still don't know what you're doing,
then I'll
maybe
be like...
Maybe they lied. Or maybe like,
also, why would you lie?
No. Or maybe, no, because a lot of guys do that. Like, a lot of guys like pretend.
To girls, though, I feel like they lie to their boys, but I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like, why would you lie to a girl and be like, I've slept with this many girls?
I don't know, but it's like... If you've, you know, and you're not, that makes no sense.
To make yourself seem desirable,
like a big man.
Maybe?
Yeah, like, haha, all the girls want
But
me
a lot of guys that do that, though, it's usually, like, they don't pick up girls, though. That's why I'm still convinced, oh my god, I was about to drop names. But, like, that's why I'm convinced that some guys, like, when I meet some guys, I'm like, you're a virgin. Like, there's just certain ways that they talk, and I'm kind of like, like, you're a virgin. Or you're just capping. Like, you're lying to your teeth right now. Because the way you're speaking, it's like, it doesn't come off genuine. I feel like you're just trying to impress me or try to seem cool. And a lot of guys tend to... That's one thing. I'm actually going to even speak up closer. Like, I hate when dudes try to impress me. It's like, I'm not trying to fuck you. Like, you don't got to lie to me about what you do, how much money you make. Because, like, I don't know what it is. But, like, whenever I meet dudes, and I'm not trying to put myself up, but... They always speak to me in a way where I feel like they're trying to impress me, like telling me like I do this and that. Oh, like I also do fashion and this and that. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And then I'll ask them more questions. And then I can realize like these people have no idea what they're talking about. Like they're just saying that to kind of fit in. But it's
acceptance.
But it's like, why are you trying to deal with me? I'm a dude. Like, I really don't care what you do.
But
like,
when you think about it, it's almost like the same thing with girls. So many girls want acceptance with other girls, you know?
See, with girls, it's more understandable, though, because, like, girls can be so mean, you know? Like, oh, my God, like, girls can be so mean. But, like, when a guy does it to me, I'm saying, like, I'm used to them doing that with a woman. But when they're doing that with me, it's kind of like, why are you trying to lie about who you are with me.
But if they think you're like a cool person, yeah, and they want to, they want be you on to your like level them. Or something, yeah, like they want, you know, they're
and they want to get into your friend group or something. Like I they want to get I into, see. You know, like.
But I tell them straight out, I'm like, you ain't gotta like fake it to hang. Like, mm-hmm, I don't care about any. Like, that's one thing about me. I could be a multimillionaire. I would still hang out with people who aren't, who have a regular, mm-hmm, job, because I don't care about what you have and all that stuff. Like, I'm all about connections and energy and all that other stuff, you know, because by the end of the day when we die, all that stuff is meaningless.
Mm-hmm. And you that's know? It's true, but then that's where perception comes in again, you know. Mm. People are gonna look at you and see you and how you're interacting. You're very social, mm-hmm, you're a likable guy. They're gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna perceive him that he's gonna need me to act this way for me, yeah, him to like me. Yeah. You know?
And then they talk to me and they realize I'm the biggest fucking troll and like the biggest loser.
Oh, and then they're like, oh, okay, cool. I can be
myself.
Because
my IG persona, my IG persona is completely different from who I actually am. Because like if you, yeah, see me on Instagram, you probably think I'm like whatever people think. But when people, you know, but when people like, I've a lot of times people are like, I did not expect you to be like this at all, you know. And it's just because I'm like, yeah, like that's a persona. You don't know me, you know what I mean. A lot of people don't really know you, they just, mm-hmm, know a mask. And I don't like being vulnerable around just anybody, mm-hmm, you know. Like right now I'm being kind of vulnerable, you know what I mean.
Thanks, so, Fistin, yeah, I appreciate it.
Even though everyone else, it, even though everyone else is gonna hear it later, but you know what, it's all good.
Well, that's the point, though.
Yeah,
though.
But I love this stuff because I don't talk about this either, unless on the podcast.
You feel, yeah, it? So yeah, me, I'm all about making connections. Like I love just talking to people, mm-hmm, and that's why I love going back home and I go to these different African countries, because over there, a lot of people are broke. You know what I mean? Like, no one cares about, like, we're all broke here. I'm not saying Africa is a broke country, but you have your sections. But because of corruption, the majority
also,
of people...
Also, Africa's a continent.
I'm sorry. Yes, Africa is a continent. Africa is a continent, but I go to...
I called them out.
I go to a lot of different countries, so it's, yeah, kind of, yeah, like, yeah. I can't just pinpoint one, so right. I just say, yeah, Africa, yeah, yeah, as a whole.
No,
but
no,
it's
that's
like...
Fair, that's fair.
Like, no one a lot of times, no one cares about what you're doing or it's whatever. True. Like, it's all about that sense of community. And yeah, that's what I love. And that's why I like being there for so long. Mm-hmm. It kind of humbles me a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me appreciate, like, the small things. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm just another black guy on, yeah, the street. It's not like here where if I go in a store, I have the security guard staring. Or, you know, when I'm, like, that stigma. Like, over there, everyone's black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
evil,
as
even playing ground.
Pardon me.
I meant to say even playing ground, but evil slipping. I don't know why. Yes.
And I don't go out and about with my iPhone. You know, I literally dress like a regular quote unquote person. You know, I try to fit in. I don't go out there trying to flex. I'm literally going there just to be, to have that sense of community, because I don't have it here in Vancouver. Everyone has their own agenda. Everyone is, look at me, you know what I mean? I got this amount of followers, or, you know, mm-hmm, I know so-and-so, but...
Or befriending people just because you think, oh, they have this lifestyle, or they know these people.
Yeah,
ooh,
like
okay, so I'm going to get in with them.
Yeah, which, mm-hmm, is just so gross. I just view it as, like, say, if I don't like who someone is as a person, you can become the richest person, the most famous person, mm-hmm. You could have all the nicest things, the, mm-hmm, nicest house that you could invite me over to. I still won't like you.
Yeah.
And what does that... And I, yeah, and I won't be friends with you. Yeah. I won't date you. I won't be friends with you. Because, yeah, I don't like who you are as a person. All that other shit doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I, then, yeah, if people actually cared to like who they are as a person on the inside... Mm-hmm. Because then you just genuinely will become a better person, mm-hmm, like yourself, mm-hmm, and it shows.
Love yourself first.
Yeah, like that's what you should be working on, mm, not like all the stuff that you can flex with for, mm-hmm, other people.
Oh man, I've had so many situations where like I really like a girl, but just her attitude alone, I'm like, ugh, like you turn me off. Like now I don't even want. Like,
see,
like you're fine. And I always tell guys, like, it doesn't matter how pretty she is, somewhere there's a guy who's tired of her shit. I always say that. Like, always.
Well, I'm just, like, with girls who think they're hot shit, or, you know, you're saying the light skin thing. Yeah. Well, but I'd say...
It's facts.
Like, but say whatever it is that you think, like, yeah, I'm hot shit. Like, yeah, I can do whatever I want. But, mm-hmm, what happens when you're ugly?
Exactly.
What if, yeah, something happens
what
to
happens,
you?
What happens, honestly?
You get a third degree burn for whatever reason. Like,
yeah,
I don't wish that on anyone. But, like, stuff
things
happens
happen
in
life.
Or you have a child and your body completely changes and that's all your identity lies in. Mm-hmm. What will you do? Will you, yeah, you're going to be even worse because you didn't like who you were as a person before. Mm-hmm. So now you don't have the thing that you were using as, mm-hmm, like, you know... clout or weight, yeah, or whatever you want to call it. You don't have that anymore. Yeah.
Like, you had your confidence body, and now your body is, like, not the way it used to look, so now you have no confidence in anything.
Well, that's the thing with the popular, you like, I don't know, like, I wasn't, okay, like, I was accepted because, again, I played sports or whatever, so I was never bullied. Everyone accepted me, but there was always that, the popular crew, you know?
Yeah.
And I see these girls, and these, again, I see, in high school, they walked around, like, don't get me wrong, they were the most popular, all the guys wanted to be with them and all that, and that was their thing, like, it, they ruled high school. But then the moment they graduate and they get into the real world and they realize there's a bunch of competition, okay, yes, boo-boo, you're pretty, but so is her and her and her and her and her. Like, what else do you have to offer? Mm-hmm. And it fucks people up. I was actually reading a book about that where the scientists went and interviewed these kids from grade 6 all the way up until their third year of university just to see how it affects. And they interviewed, like, the geeks, the popular kids, and so on. And what they realized was is a lot of the popular kids later on start having a lot of substance abuse because they were so used to everyone liking them for them, the way they look, and you know what I mean? And then the moment they graduated, they're not in their little kingdom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It fucks with them because now they don't know how to actually act because, again, yeah, no one cares, you know? And that's what I'm saying. It does that. And it's a lot of thing with the popular guy too, who was the captain of the basketball, whatever, and then he didn't make it pro, so he's still living that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I remember back in my days, like, you know, and it goes back to when all that goes, it's like, who are you? How are you going to handle all that? And it happens a lot, and I've seen a lot of the kids that used to be the popular kids, and when I see them now, I'm like, damn, like, you should have been in your books, you know, I mean.
That's what I like to say. Like, I literally say those people are the ones who peaked in high school.
Yeah.
Like, if you peaked at age 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Like,
my peak was 16, though, so like, I'm not going to front.
No, but no, you're still on the rise.
Yeah, if you view it as your peak, it'll be
your peak. Oh, you're on the rise. You know? You are on the rise.
I see. Because me, like, again, my, you know, like, puberty, you know, kicked in later on, like, you know, I wasn't, you know, like,
but that's not your peak. That's just when it, like, when you started
that's
elevating.
When I started receiving more attention.
There you go. But you're
people.
Still on, you're still leveling up every day. You know what I mean? Like, you're not stagnant. What I mean by peak, I mean, like, that was the highest you'll ever be in life. And now you're just,
oh, hell no.
Down.
No.
That is not your peak.
And my,
you know?
My pride, you see, I do have pride and ego, but it's not necessarily for to prove to other people, is for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't like being in the same position. Like, I always tell people, if you're selling weed in high school, you should either have your own dispensary by now, or you should be Pablo Escobar. Like, I'm talking about you're moving bricks, you know? Level up. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, how are you still selling the same little, like, 10, like, the same little grams to the corner of the same neighborhood that you grew up in, you
like
know?
Like, 8 years later.
8 years later. Like, you should be not even, you should be a boss where you have workers now. And that's just how I am. It's like, my pride is just too high for me to be doing this. And then next year, people are still seeing me doing this and still doing that. And it's not because of the people. It's also for myself, you know? Like, I don't know. I just can't be in the same
position. No, that makes sense. But you know? I feel like if you set the bar to be like, I should be at this point by this time, then you can set yourself up for, like, hurting yourself.
Yes, yes.
But then if you're like, I'm trying, though, if you know you're trying and you're putting in your best efforts, that is all that matters.
That was me
because
2 years ago.
Because you know you're trying your hardest. You know you've set goals. Like, okay, next step is this. Mm-hmm. I'm trying towards it. You don't know when that will, you know, finally happen for you.
I had to learn that.
But then just keep creating a new goal that's elevated higher than the next. Mm-hmm. But if you're like, oh, my peak or like the best moment of my life was when I won the basketball championship
in grade 10.
Then that's like, okay, bro, you've set yourself up for failure because you've set that as the highest point of your life.
It's
only going downhill. But if you viewing it as like, okay, I didn't go on to play basketball, but I create my own clothing line, whatever that next step is for you in your head, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Who gives a fuck what other people
exactly and I had to learn that. I didn't have that mentality again till I left the Western world for 2 years. And you know, I literally slept in like tents. I don't know, and I don't even know why I did it. It was just, I was so privileged, like, no lie, I'm not even trying to front, like, I was mad privileged, you know what I mean? Like, my first vehicle was a BMW M3 at, like, 16 years old. Brand new at that time. Like, the newest one. So, you know what I mean? And, like, I went, you know, I received allowance. Like, I was mad privileged. That's, so, eventually when I graduated high school and I went to university, like, I did not. I was like, okay, I'm because see, my goal was I wanted to be an NHL goaltender. That was like my goal. So I thrived for that. Like that was my whole life. That's what I lived up to. So when I fucked up my knee at UBC, and then you know what I'm trying to say, like that didn't go. I was stuck. I was kind of like
because your identity was I'm gonna be an NHL goaltender.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's my goal.
Exactly.
That's all I know.
Exactly. Yeah. So like it hit me, and I was so disappointed in myself because like what you're saying, like I set myself so high, and I was like, this is. And when it didn't happen, I was disappointed in myself. But even though it wasn't my fault, it was just, you know, it took me leaving and finishing off the last year doing online and me just being away from people, because even the crowd I was hanging out with, like, you know, the moment I, you know, got rid of the car or whatever, because I traveled and like the same people weren't around, the moment where I was like, no, I cannot come out and do so and so, you know. And that's when I learned, is like, if you don't learn to just be happy with yourself, mm-hmm. it's going to be very, 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 very hard. And mm-hmm. it goes back to, yes, don't set yourself, be like, by this year I'm going to be here, because mm-hmm. no, you're going to disappoint yourself. That's 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People need to be alone, or maybe work as a waiter for like a couple of months. I feel like everyone has to be like a bus boy or like a bus girl at least like once in their life, you know, just to have a sense. No, yeah. For real, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Because like me, when I didn't, and when everything was kind of given to me, I started doing dumb things where I like started selling weed. You know what I mean? Because so many, again, I didn't really have to. I really did not need to. Like, but because I had so much free time and like everything was just given to me, I was like, man, like, I'm just going to start selling weed. So I started selling weed. You know what I mean? And then eventually, like, I know, imagine me selling weed, but like, I was the worst freaking drug dealer. Mm-hmm. That only lasted like 2 months. Like, and
I can't imagine.
No, I was the worst drug dealer. And like, the people I hung around with at that time, like, they even realized it. And that's when they told me, they're like, yo, stop. Homie, like, this ain't for you. Like, you're going to university. You've got a scholarship. Like, don't fuck it up, you know. And I appreciate them for that because, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but, like, it showed that, I know that sounds fucked up, but it showed that they actually cared about me, you know. I know that's fucked up. Like, these are, like, drug dealers. But it showed that they didn't...
No, they had your best interest.
Exactly. Like, they knew this wasn't my life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not built for this life. So, instead of them trying to, like, peer pressure me into doing dumber things where they told me, they're like, brah, like, mm-hmm. stop it. You're not built for this. Like, go and pursue the things that you're pursuing. Mm-hmm. So, when I did and that didn't work out, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, maybe I should have done that. But, yeah, like, it goes deep. I know. I think about it. I don't even talk about it because, like, I'm kind of embarrassed that I freaking sold weed because, like...
No, but you know what? My roommate... Shout out Rhea.
I just feel so ghetto, like, you know?
No, but like, my roommate friend, Rhea, shout out to you. She explained to you, she was, like, she realized, like, she was reading... I think she was reading a book or listening to some podcast or something, but people don't know how to handle boredom.
Yeah.
People, and it's, you know why? It's because you don't know how to handle being by yourself. Like, with your own thoughts, mm-hmm. doing nothing, not having to be, like... Okay, so what, like, oh shit, I should be thinking about this person. I want to be having, like, imagining, like, life with this guy then, or I need to have this relationship. Oh, mm-hmm. I need to start selling weed because I have nothing to do, blah, blah. Yeah. No, it's literally all stems from boredom, and boredom can be your biggest demise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't know how to handle being on your own with yourself and then learn how mm-hmm. to just live life like that,
well, yeah.
you'll be bored and you'll get into some dumb shit.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I started cheating on my chick because, like... Again, literally, like...
Song name, title?
No, but, like, literally, my ex, because, like, literally, I wouldn't say I had everything, but, like, I lived in a nice neighborhood, I went to the school, I drove the car, you know, she was bad as fuck, like, I'm not even gonna front, like, she was fine as hell, but, again, because I was living in this bubble, you know, where everything was just given to me, and I'm the mm-hmm. shit, and, you know what I mean? No one, I didn't appreciate her. Like, because all these women were giving me all this attention because of the things I was able to provide, I didn't realize that she actually genuinely cared about me until it was too late. So, again, it took me leaving. It's crazy, man. Like, I've lived. When I tell you, like, this is why I'm the way that I am now, is because the things that I've gone through and the experiences that I've experienced, it's like, it's made me who I am today. And that's why I'm just glad that it happened while I was younger, because mm-hmm. if all those things did not happen, I think I would still be doing the same shit today, to be honest with you.
And I think everything happens for a reason.
For real.
And the path you're on is the path you're meant to be on. So everything that's happened in your past, if it didn't happen, yeah, like you said, it would happen eventually.
Exactly.
Like, if it's all the things that are, like, presented to you in life, it's your choice to, like, learn through it. And if you choose not to, then it's like, that's fine. We'll just give it to you again in your later years, and you'll have to learn then when it's harder. You still don't learn then? Okay, fine. You can keep fucking up until this age, and it's going to come back to you. And eventually, you're going to have to learn through that situation. And if you don't, it'll keep popping up onto you until you do.
Oh, yeah. Me was cutting people out.
Always.
I don't have the same friends that I had in high school. Not a single one. Not a single one. Like, I know that's crazy, but, like, no, not a single... Well, you're from Scotland, though, so, like, no one... Saskatoon High School, but, you know. Oh, okay, Saskatoon. Like, but, no, I don't have a single friend. And, like, I had a really good friend up until, what, like, 2017, we kind of, like, started, you know, dying out. And it wasn't because, like, you know, I've explained to you, like, why me and him. And it had to do with the roommate that I had with at that time. And it's just, like, yeah, it just, you know, before... Like, I didn't realize the type of things that he was doing because at that time, like, oh, no, like, that's my homie. That's my homie. That's my bro. But it wasn't until I started thinking a different way and I would look back on some of the things he would do and say, and I'm like, that wasn't right. You know, but it wasn't until I distanced myself and really started, like, analyzing situations and thinking instead of me just, oh, fuck it, YOLO, you know, that's my homie. Like, he wouldn't do such a thing. Is when I started noticing certain aspects. And as much as it was painful for me to, like, not talk to them, I realized that it was better for myself because it came to the point where I would, it was like, I would lose certain things. Just like, I wouldn't hang, like, I wouldn't go to this event because the people at that place don't like him. But I didn't view it as, like, why don't they like him? It was more like, oh, like, you don't like my homie, so, like, fuck it. But I never really questioned and asked myself, why don't they like him? And I always thought it would be them. But I, when I really thought about it, I realized it was him. And because of me being associated with him is the reason why people are treating me and viewing me the way that they're viewing me. And, yeah, because of that, I just cut them out. And that was, like, my final friend. And then I kind of just went through, 2017. Remember when we went to Playland or all that stuff? That was during that time where, like, I legit had no friends. Like, nada. Like, I just came back from Africa, and the person I thought was still cool with me ended up being not. So, like, I was getting too... Oops. Haha. Mic fell. But, like, I was getting... I was in that stage where I was... being very selective with who I wanted to associate myself with. And I'm so glad because after doing that, my life has been nothing but great.
Good. Not everybody deserves your energy in this
world. Oh, yeah. And that's why I changed my
mind. Like, a lot of people will want it, but it's they don't deserve it. You know? Because they will suck the life out of
it. I don't like being accessible to anybody anymore. I'm very selective with who I give my time to and energy. And I didn't before. And more people got to do that.
You have to.
That, yeah, I'm pretty much.
Good. Look at him.
I'm done my vent.
Good vent, though.
That was a good vent. Right.
Yeah.
I realized we never asked you, what are you? What is a relationship to you?
Oh, fuck. Okay. I don't know. That's why I asked. But
okay, good.
That's fine. I guess I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. I think, like, I guess just if you like someone enough, you want to spend time with them, you want to grow with them, I think that's when I would want to be in a relationship with someone. Like, just having someone who supports you is, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm fine being by myself so much that I'm like, I just don't know what it feels like to be in a relationship with someone. Like, I'm like, low-key, like, maybe I would do things or say things that it's like, what the fuck, and I come off cold just because I'm not used to, like, expressing myself in the context of a relationship, if that makes sense. Like, so I find that, like, that's why I repel kind of, like, needy people, like, someone who needs a lot of, like, affection shown in lots of, like, words of
affirmation,
like, they might feel like I'm not giving them any of that. But it's just because I've never experienced that. I've never had to, like, so it's something I would have to, like, work on again. But again, I think, like, as long as you have communication and relationships and all that stuff, like, basically I feel like I've analyzed so many other people's relationships that going into one, I kind of know what not to do, but not necessarily what to do. Does that make sense? So I feel like it's been really helpful knowing, like, what not to do, like, how relationships can be toxic,
and
all that stuff. But like, yeah, I've just learned that communication is so key because no one can read anyone's mind. And like, yeah, I just think, like, if you're in a good place and you match, like, you know, the level of independence within yourself, it would match up really well. And then, like, you can spend time together but not necessarily be doing the same things.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what I do with, like, my sister. It's like she'll be painting coasters and I'll be, like, painting a painting or painting my nails. Everyone's like,
kind of just doing their own thing.
Yeah. But it's, like, you're together and that comfort of having someone there is, like, nice, but it's not necessary for me.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't make sense for me to be with someone who needs me to be there. Does that make sense? Yeah, so, but again, still
figuring out.
I'm still figuring out. It's just so funny how, like, what I realized, I'm like, oh shit, I actually don't know, like, the point.
And it's also, like, when you're in a relationship, as much as we're independent, it's, like, a relationship, you do have to think about the other person. And I think that took me a while to realize that, too. I was like, oh, whatever, like, but it's, like, no, you have to, like, care about what you're doing in a sense of, like, and think about them before you kind of decide to do that thing, even though you're allowed to do that thing because it's your independence, it's your decision, but in being in a relationship, you're like, okay, but also I have this person that I have to consider. And I think in the this is why I didn't date, because I was like, I would have been so selfish. I would have been like, I don't care. But now I'm like, no, you have to consider that other person, whether you like it or not, you're a team.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make it the long run, you that's all you have to do. Like,
so it's a lot of sacrifices.
Sacrifice.
It's not even about, like you were saying, it's not even about you or, you know, it's really about, like, it's kind of like picking which battles are worth really fighting. I feel like a lot of people's ego, because of the ego, they will not just let something go. Like me, if I know I'm right, but I see that this conversation, like, I'm just arguing with, like, a brick wall, I usually just stop. I don't even bother arguing anymore. But some people, they have to be right all the time. And that's an issue I've noticed.
Yeah. And that's what Oprah said. Oprah was like, it's better to be heard than to be right.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say, I think that goes, I think that is, if everybody, like, really understood that, it would make relationships go smoother. Not perfect, but smoother.
But I'm like that, even not even just in a relationship, like, relationship. Even with my friends and my family.
Well, like, any relationship. Yeah. Like, not even just, like, romantic.
Romantic. But, like, I mean, like, in general, like, I pick my arguments very, like, if I see, like, I'm saying some knowledge right now and you're just answering me with anger and no facts or anything to really, you know, explain why you feel like the way that you feel, then at this point I'm like, alright, like, I'm done. Like, I'm not gonna waste my breath with you. You know? It's kind of like, have you heard of, like, the book of not giving a fuck? It's not literally teaching you, like, don't give a fuck about anything. It's just telling you, like, choose what to give a fuck about and what not to.
Yeah.
And after reading that book, I understood that. Like, for example, if I'm out in the street and some homeless dude is coming at me, cussing me out, and me arguing back with them, is it really, like, what am I gaining? Like, they're probably cracked out. They don't even realize what they're doing. So that's what I mean by choosing when to care and when not to care. A lot of times I'm like, dude, okay, like, just get away from me. But if someone's coming at me, like, in an aggression way where they're, like, my life is in danger, then I should care. So it's really picking when to care and when not to care. And I've, especially working in film, oh my God, like, I had
to. There's so many conversations that I'm just like, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Oh my God.
I'm not trying to start.
No, because in film, we have sometimes, like, we have these people with, like, they're so power hungry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could tell. Like, that one time when that lady was trying to get us to all sit on one side. You remember in the tent when we were all dressed nicely up in Maple Ridge? Where that lady came and put, like, a yellow tape on this side. Even though it was literally 11 a.m. and we don't eat until 7 p.m. But she was like, everyone has to sit on this side. And I'm like, lady, can we not just use these like, can we not just use these two tables? In the meantime, we'll play games. And when they come, we will move to their side. No. So that's what I mean. It's like, why are you even trying to argue with me? Like, you're not understanding here. It's like, y'all are not going to use this for another 7 hours.
Yeah.
But because she was, eventually I was like, you know what? You're annoying. I'm just going to grab my things and move. And then in the end, guess what? The crew didn't even use that side. They all sat outside. So that's what I mean. It was like, was it really worth
going?
Picking caution tape.
Like, yeah. The police. Oh my gosh.
Like, I was like, how old are you? Like,
that's
what I mean by, like, that power hungry. Like, those people who like to be in control. And even though you're giving them, like, valid points on why I should be here, it's like, No, I don't care. I'm in control.
They're not listening.
Yeah, my job is to make sure no one is sitting here, and that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I get that, but no one's going to use this for another 7 hours. So why are we all going to be cramped here? You know, anyways, I'm going on a lot longer than I should, but yeah.
No, I see your point, though.
Yeah.
For reals. Pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles. Deal with your traumas. Set goals for yourself, realistically.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else did we touch on?
Don't be intimidated by somebody else, because if you are, do some self-reflection and figure out why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, just be...
Be authentic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just be you.
Be you.
Don't be
you
fake.
Know?
Yeah. Be careful. Search for the deeper things in life, mm-hmm. because those are things that matter, and those are things that are going to last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And get closer to your family, too.
True. Mm-hmm. And quality things take
time. Even the ones that you don't click with, just try to understand why. And if you still realize it's not for you, but don't have that hate towards mm-hmm. them. Just be like, okay, we don't click. But if you see them, just say hi. Mm-hmm. You know.
And life's too short not to be happy.
Yeah. So don't hold grudges.
That makes you happy.
Turn the other cheek. You know.
Many, many, many.
Yeah.
Love that. We had such a good talk, you guys.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
A lot of laughs.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we gotta do this again.
Yeah, we will.
You know.
They'll be back.
With video. I want camera.
The video.
Here.
Camera angles.
On some black chat. I'm not even playing. We have to. Oh, like, what if, like, you have those, like, tiny little cameras that could just be right here and they only film our faces?
Oh my god. What if it's a gross angle?
That's horrible.
What if it's a gross angle?
We can see about that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll work on it. Let us know if you want that.
Let Jade know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tell her if you want it back.
please tell me. I have like an email address, so
okay
for this podcast, okay. Or you can just message me, whatever. But yeah, it has been Jade, your host,
Fiston,
and Ralitza.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
If you ever have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can also email at imanadultnowwhat@gmail.com. I'd always love to hear from you, and please subscribe and rate on your streaming platform of choice to receive updates of future episodes.